Willy Wonka once said, "You can't get out backward, you gotta go forwards to go back." Better press on. Welcome to episode 200 of the Walking Leader Podcast. As always, the Walking Leader Podcast is an audio tool for you, current and future leaders, to sharpen your skills and hone your craft, to help keep at bay those fears leaders so often face. Now, what are those fears that I speak of? Well, it seems that lately leaders and leaders at all levels are afraid to step in, step up, and lead. And why are they afraid to step in, step up, and lead? Because of either a fear of failure or a fear of being misunderstood or whatever reason, they are afraid to just be leaders. Well, not on my watch. I'm here to help you every step of the way so it does not happen to you. My name is Dave Guerra, and let's get this episode started. Wow, 200 episodes. And what do you do on a 200th episode? What do? You look back to go forward. We look back to just reflect on what I've done, what I've shared with you, who we've talked to, and we move forward from here. We use this episode, this 200th episode, as a stepping stone, something as a springboard, if you don't mind, into the future. We go forward. We accept that, hey, change is coming, and we're in the middle of change, and we're in this historic moment, and change is all around us. And so it kind of makes it nice that episode 200 happened during this time, this pandemic, this global pandemic, and a world of change. So what do we talk about? Well, leadership. That's what I talk about. That's what I focus on. And how did I get involved with this? How did this all happen? I've been surrounded by the military all my life, the U.S. military, all my life. My grandfather was in World War II. Both my grandfathers were in World War II. One uncle served in Vietnam. Another one was drafted. However, he was in Germany during that time that he got drafted. My father was a career Army man also. So it was just natural for me to go in and follow the family line. Now, I ended up in Berlin, West Berlin. And at the time that I was there, it was the Berlin Wall. The Cold War was going on. Things were dynamic. Things were fluid. And folks, it was not anything like what's written in the history books today. You know, we've gone so far away from it that now the history books, that time is starting to shrink. And it was nothing like it. I promise you, I guarantee it. And if you don't believe me, ask a veteran who was there or who served during Vietnam, during Korea. It's getting more and more difficult to reach out to those that served during World War II. But if you can, ask. Get out there and ask. Even those that did the Operation Desert Shield, Desert Storm, ask. Operation Just Cause, ask them, talk to them. And you'll see how life was a little different. And so because it was constantly changing, constantly evolving, yeah, we had a nice sense of normalcy. And all of a sudden, boom, you know, it's over. But that doesn't mean that the leaders that we had then could not continue to grow and move forward. That's what we expected our leaders to do. So without a doubt, it influenced what was going on after in my life. I left the Army. I left the military, went to school for a bit, then started working for the state government and a state agency, and finished school there, got my bachelor's, got my master's. And then I ventured off into the private sector, and then I'm back. Okay, so what do I believe? What do I know? What have I learned? I've learned a lot because of those great leaders in the military that I had the great fortune of being following, being led by, being mentored by, being trained by, being given the skills to succeed, the knowledge, the wisdom that they pass on from their victories and their failures. And that's the one thing they all taught me. That's the one thing all of them taught me, is that you're never too late to learn. It's never too late to learn. And failure is part of learning, because as I like to say, and when people ask me, well, why do you put failure there? Why a failure? That's a bad thing. Well, it technically is. But if you never experience failure, how do you know when you're winning? How do you know when you've won? How do you get to embrace it and celebrate the winning if you don't also celebrate the losses? You hear people say, oh, well, you cut your losses and off you go. That's fine. But you also need to learn from them, because guess what? If you don't cut your losses, if you don't learn from those things, you're going to repeat it, and you're going to repeat it. And sadly, as we go further and further away from those big important moments in U.S. history, world history, we're starting to veer back. And those of us that experienced it, those of us that lived it, those of us that were out there, we're starting to see this. So again, it's our job as those that change future leaders, create future leaders, mold future leaders, for them to not mimic us, but for those to begin from where we left off, is to let them know, hey, look, the past, it will come back and bite you in the ass. And that much is true. There's no two ways around it. It will do it. And it's done it before. There's a history of history coming back and biting people in the ass. It's just that simple. So that's where I come from. That's where I'm going. That's where I say, hey, we can become better. And we need to realize that we're better every day. We have to be better than we were yesterday. Not better than the guy across the street. Not the next door neighbors. That's moot. We just have to be better than ourselves. Better than we were yesterday. And when we realize that, then we start challenging ourselves and we start growing and we start getting better and better, and we become great individuals, we become better leaders, we become those people we want to follow. We become those people that we wanted to lead us when we were working our way up. So, I mentioned this, I touched on it, but what do I believe and know because of all this? Well, that greatness is found inside each and every one of us. No matter how damaged or broken life has left us, and we've all been broken or kicked around, and life should do that, but we're still very much capable of being so much better than we were yesterday. So don't forget that. And that, speaking of yesterday, dwelling on the past is not going to create a new future. Dwelling on the past is definitely not going to create a new future. Dwelling on the past, well, we'll never create a new future, because again, if we're just stuck in that past, we're going to need to, well, guess what? Correct it. We're going to need to correct it. And if we don't do that, well, you know, we got problems. So identifying that we have to correct those things, we have to identify them, see what they are, and realize that we're dwelling. Sometimes we don't want to let it go, but we have to. And the only way to move forward towards a better future is obviously realizing ourselves, that we have to lead ourselves first. We have to practice self-leadership. We have to practice self-leadership. So if you're not willing to put in the work, you're not leading yourself. And if you're not willing to lead yourself, how can you lead others? Exactly. Because when you're leading yourself, you're leading by example. And leading by example is the purest, truest form of leadership. It always has been. It always will be. And no title whatsoever will make you an automatic leader. I know people like to think that, well, I went to school and I've got this degree, and I went to school and I got that. Yeah, congratulations. Good job. You invested in yourself, but what have you learned from it? Just coming out of it does not make you an automatic leader. Sure, people will turn to you, but the moment you open your mouth and confirm that you are not a leader, they're going to turn. They're going to just walk away from you, and they're not going to look back. You're going to have to prove yourself all over again. So realize that the title of a leader is always earned. It's never just given. It's always earned. And just as it's earned, it can be easily stripped away. The title of a leader can easily be stripped away, and it does happen. It happens more times than not. Oh, well, we got blindsided by this. And you hear it in the news. Oh, we got blindsided by this. We got blindsided by that. We never expected it. But yet, it's happened. Also, know that real leadership comes from trial and error. It comes from trial and error. There's no two ways around it. You have to try things. You have to do things. Sometimes you'll succeed, and that's a good thing. But sometimes you're going to fail. Sometimes you're going to fail. And that's where it comes from. Because if you're not experiencing the real life, what's the point? Genuine leadership comes from getting back up after every time you fall down. And that's literally and figuratively. You have to get back up. You have to get back up one more time. For every time you fall down, you get back up. So you start already being up. You start and then you fall. But you got to get back up. It's like walking. It's like learning how to walk when we were infants, when we were babies. You know, we didn't give up. Oh, this is too difficult. I'm done. No. Everybody was walking. Everybody was moving. Everybody was going places. We wanted to go along. We wanted to tag along. We wanted to be there. And if we didn't take the time to learn how to walk, then we would have never gotten up off our ass. We'd still be crawling. Recognize that being an authentic leader is also the result of being a great follower, where the leadership begins. That's where it begins. Leadership at all levels begins by being a great follower. Again, it's part of, it's not handed to you. It's not automatic. You have to work for it, and you have to be a follower. And just going to the classes, just showing up, just going through the motions is not a follower. Sheep, that's the sheep. No, you have to set yourself apart from the crowd. Remember back in school, there was always that one person. Oh, they're always doing this. They're always doing that because they refuse to stop. They refuse to go with the motion. They refuse to go with the crowd. That's where authentic leadership begins. Leading others may appear to come naturally to some people, but leadership is still a skill that must be cultivated and allowed to grow over many years, without a doubt. You can't, it comes naturally to them. No, it doesn't. They still have to work at it. Sure, they might have that charisma, but they still have to work at it. Being a leader may take an entire lifetime to master. Exactly. It's being a leader, leadership. It's something that will never, ever be mastered. You could have, you know, people write books about it. People write, do videos about it. They publicly speak about it. But understand that they have not truly mastered it. They can work it. They can refine it. They can fine tune it. But they're never going to be the masters of it. Because it will take an entire lifetime. And it has. And it will. And it'll always be that way. And why? Because leadership is all about change. It's all about rolling with the punches. It's all about understanding that leadership and change are synonymous. You can't stop being a leader or say, you know what, I'm going to be a leader to this level. No, you're a leader all the time at all levels. If you're not that, then you're not a leader. You can't half-ass being a leader. Leaders expect things not to stay the same. Again, rolling with the punches. Leaders roll with the punches. Leaders will experience failures. Leaders expect failures. Leaders expect things to be constantly changing and evolving. And that leader that is constantly, that is aware that constant change and is over the horizon and they can see it coming over the horizon is the leader I want to follow. Because again, they see what's coming. They're going to have to make those adjustments. Learning from their mistakes is how leaders grow. Remember that. We all make mistakes. And again, we all have to be strong enough and resilient enough and humble enough to understand that, hey, we're going to make mistakes. And if you're not too sure what kind of mistake, here's the number one mistake I've seen. Well, I have my PhD. Well, I have my MD. Well, I have my JD. Well, you know what? Again, they're not learning from their mistake. And what's the number one mistake? Assuming that just because they put in the work to school, to the academic side, that they are automatically leaders. No. Again, congratulations. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of time. That's a lot of effort. And that's a lot of money. But you have not earned the title of a leader. You have to earn it. So don't make that mistake. Or you know what? No. Make that mistake. You need to make that mistake. I made it a long time ago. I made it years ago. I made it back when I was in the military. But you know what? I had my squad leader. He took me aside and says, Dave, don't you ever do that again. That's not how you become a leader. That's how you become a dictator. That's how you become an authoritarian. Don't do it. So learn from that mistake. Make that mistake. You're going to make it. We all make it. We all do it. Some level, some point in our lives, we all do. So make that one mistake that I just cited right there. Also, remember that everybody's watching you. Everyone is watching you. Everyone is watching everything you say, everything you do, everything that you're a part of. Everyone is watching you 100% of the time. Even when you believe they're not watching you, guess what? They're watching you. So great leaders exist because they foster the development, the growth, and the success of other leaders. They make leaders. So because they're watching you, They're going to learn from your mistakes. They're going to learn from your successes. They're going to learn what you're from what you're doing and what you're becoming and how you deal with others. They're watching you all the time. And in that case, that's how you start making great leaders. You know, you might just be a leader, but when you're done with them, you're going to recognize that, hey, they're great leaders. And why are they great leaders? Because they learned from you, because they accepted the fact that, hey, they don't know everything. They're going to need to learn from others, just like you learn from others. And the bottom line to all of this, folks, is there are no shortcuts to becoming a leader, let alone becoming a great leader. There are no shortcuts. It's going to take time, a lot of time, a lot of work, a lot of frustration, a lot of tears, a lot of ups, a lot of downs, probably more downs than up, but you got to keep getting back up. And to be a great leader, we recognize that, hey, we got to look at our past, look at our mistakes, identify our mistakes to figure out where we want to go based on the successes, based on the failures, and who are we taking with us, and who are we going to push ahead? Because we feel they're ready. They might not feel it, but you'll feel it. And guess what? When you share that with others, they recognize that you've got confidence in them. And when they recognize that you have confidence in them, guess what? They're going to have confidence in themselves. And as a leader, that's your job, because that's how you start creating other leaders. That's what you start doing. So again, there's no shortcut to becoming a leader. If you're prepared to do the hard work and you're prepared to sweat, to bleed, to cry, then you can begin going down the long, arduous, and lonely road, because it is a very lonely word. A road, I'm sorry. It's a very lonely road to become a true leader and attain leadership greatness. And attaining that leadership greatness, you don't give it to yourself. Others will give it to you. That road, well, it's more than likely going to be known as the road less traveled. And while not everyone is cut out to be a leader or a great leader, the journey will be full of lessons to learn. And at times, the scenery may be dark and scary. And then again, it might also be bright and sunny. But no matter what it is, it's always going to be worth it. So no matter what position you hold in the company and the organization, at school, or in your life, in your personal life, at home, it's up to you to take the initiative and lead yourself first. Starting right here, right now. Be the leader. To be the leader. To be the leader you've always wanted to follow. You've got to take that initiative and lead yourself first. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, or remarks about this week's episode, please drop me an email at dave@davegarrett.com and mention episode 200. We can look back to look forward. Also, I invite you to follow me on my social media channels, Twitter at Dave Guerra, all one word. On Instagram, that's Dave_Guerra. And on Facebook, on my Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDavidGuerra. Again, all one word. Again, I want to thank you for taking the time to listen to episode 200 of the Walking Leader podcast. Join me on our next episode where we continue our focus on lessons in leadership. And until then, please take care of yourself, take care of each other, listen to each other, and talk to each other. And remember to always go beyond the grind and go beyond the hustle, because today and every day, that is the only way to be the walking leader and a leader that is truly great to follow.